Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Jennifer Shutt of the Salisbury Daily Times. We wanted to talk about David Craig, a Republican candidate for governor, and his running mate, who is from down your way. Give us her name and tell us a little bit about her, if you would.
David Craig's running mate is Delegate Jeannie Hadaway Riccio. She's been a member of the Maryland House of Delegates for about 10 years now, after being appointed by former Governor Ehrlich in 2003. She sort of represents most of the Mid-Shore, you know, Caroline, Dorchester, Talbot, and part of Wicomico counties.
Is she notably conservative or not?
She's not extremely conservative, you know, the type of conservatives you would consider part of the Tea Party movement. But she is, you know, fairly interested in reducing taxes and fees and, you know, certain regulations on businesses, you know, especially small businesses, because she is a small business owner herself.
What business is she in?
She owns a company called Dragonfly Designs. It's sort of a graphic and web design company.
What did David Craig say about why he decided that she would be a good running mate for him?
I asked him about other candidates that he may have vetted from Western or Southern Maryland, and he sort of said that he didn't, you know, vet any other candidates. You know, but he did later on admit that there was a list, but didn't really go into detail. But at last Tuesday's campaign announcement in Annapolis, he did sort of tout her as the daughter of a waterman and the granddaughter of a farmer, you know, that typical, you know, Eastern Shore heritage. So it seems like that's going to be one of the narratives they run with in the campaign.
Do you think he wanted somebody from the sort of bedrock Republican parts of the state, because he's looking at the primary here? State elections are not swung by either the West or the East in Maryland. Do you think that's what he had in mind? Of course, he gets gender balance with this delegate.
You know, I was a bit surprised when he picked someone from the Eastern Shore. I was looking because of the demographics of Harford County. I was looking for him to pick someone from maybe Baltimore County, Baltimore City, or Prince George's County, one of the more urban Republicans.
What sort of a campaigner do you think she'll be?
She was a bit shy at last Tuesday's press conference in Annapolis when really pressed for details on what they plan to do for small businesses or where they plan to find a balance between environmental regulation and cleaning up the bay and regulations on farmers. She sort of, you know, gave a very generic answer, and then she said, we'll be coming out with details soon. So that was something I was a bit surprised about, that they didn't have more details on their economic plans and their plans for agriculture.
Jennifer, you were at the Taws Clam Bake last week. Was there buzz about the about this ticket? What did you hear down there?
Yeah, a lot of the local Republican delegates and local Republican, you know, county commissioners were excited. I had one tell me that she was a, quote, smart pick. So they do seem very excited. She would be the first lieutenant governor ever elected from the Eastern Shore. And, you know, a lot of times, especially conservatives in this area feel neglected. They don't have a very strong voting bloc in Annapolis. So, yeah, people are very excited about her in this area, and she's getting a lot of talk.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
For Jennifer Shutt, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.